Welcome to the Motivate Me Book Club, presented by Pineapple Jen. Hey everybody, I'm super excited about this episode. I have been trying a lot of different things for the Motivate Me Book Club in terms of trying to decide the next book, and it's going to be announced next week because it seems as though we got a little sidetracked on, I guess, maybe reading this book and how great it is, that the next one, I have votes all over the place for several different books, and I'm not exactly sure which one we were going to go with in the end. So I have a little survey on Instagram on the Motivate Me Book Club page, as well as the Pineapple Jen page. So you can, in the next 24 hours, answer which one you think should be next, whether it's the 4-hour work week or The One Thing. Both are highly reviewed books, highly recommended books, and I think applicable for this book club, but we'll find out which one is the favored one to read next week. Another reason why I'm so excited is because I don't know if this kind of social media experiment is going to work. I don't know if Instagram or Facebook are the platforms to find more members and get more insight into what people really want out of reading. Because I talk to so many people and they're always like, I want to read more books and I want to be part of your book club. And I'm like, great, okay, give me your email or, you know, send me a message and let me know. And I don't hear much back. And it's kind of like, huh, okay, what's not working? I'm actually getting more excited now when things don't work out, when I don't have people interacting or engaging, because I'm like, something's missing then. There's some kind of barrier or challenge or fear, or I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I'm trying to figure out what people are looking for to get them to maybe commit or to take that step into engaging with the book club a little bit more. The final reason why I am so excited for this episode is because it is the conclusion of our overview of the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Dr. Stephen Covey. These were powerful lessons in personal change, and I have been utilizing them, reflecting on them, and really trying to emphasize to a lot of people just how these habits are not hard to integrate and probably somewhat what you've already been trying to do in some ways. So what is the final habit? Habit 7 is sharpen the saw. It's the all-encompassing review, reflection of the habits that we've learned in the 2 other portions, but then a constant practice of them. This is about renewal. And what does it mean to really sharpen the saw? If you take that quite literally, it means that a sharp saw works better and more efficiently than a dull one. And you can kind of agree. If you are sawing away and it just gets duller and duller over time, you're going to go slower and slower and slower. So if you actually take a moment, take that blade, sharpen it up, make it as crisp and as effective as new, then it's going to work fast and it's going to work better, and it's going to make it even easier. So if you think about your life, if your skills and your habits are constantly worked on and sharpened, doesn't that sound great to make your life better and maybe faster and maybe just easier? Well, that's the whole point of this. This is about self-care. We really need to take that time and effort to take care of ourselves. When it comes to the private victory, those are the habits and the kind of personal places that we need to focus on building ourselves up. And then in the second sector of public victory, that's where we focus on our relationships and how we work with others. But when we take it all into consideration about our own physical, mental, spiritual, and mental well-being, it's a very personal journey, and it's very important because if you can't help yourself, how do you expect to actually help anybody else? That's some food for thought right there. Well, where Stephen Covey relates this to in terms of sharpening the saw, is to relate all the habits into these sections, the physical, the emotional, the spiritual, and the mental. So with the physical side of things, it's pretty obvious. It's like exercise, nutrition, controlling your stress, And that relates to habit number one. That's about being proactive. These things don't happen immediately. It is the long-term payoff game. You start now, and eventually, in a month or two, you might feel better once you take something out of your diet that really isn't agreeing with you, or you start a new workout regime that's going to tone and strengthen parts of your body, the muscles that you don't use, but you're not going to see those results until it's applied and stuck to. You have to show some dedication here. And once you can master a little bit of that first habit, it shows you have that drive to then continue on and apply yourself to the other habits. The second habit is start with the end in mind. And this is about your spiritual nature. It is your core. It is your life vision. It is how you see yourself at the very end of it all, the real long-term game plan. And if you have that, then you need to think about what is really there for you. What is your why? And this is a really great place. If you're going to be able to find this, you're going to lead yourself and you're going to find a really good calm within you. The third area of the habits with put first things first is a mental game. It's about stress management. It's about priorities, reading and planning and really strategizing. You know, this is where doing things that help keep your brain active, where you constantly learn and you really kind of apply yourself and challenge yourself to overcome barriers. Well, this is where you're going to create a very strong mental well-being. So it's easy enough to do something like read books for the Motivate Me Book Club to fill that little checkbox. So another maybe great incentive to get on board and to participate. But, you know, I'll leave that up to you. And then finally, the second sector, the public victory with habits 4, 5, and 6, where you think win-win, you seek to understand first and then to be understood, and then as well as synergize, those all relate to your emotional well-being, that social interaction side. And this is the problem with today's society and our culture. We are so ingrained into this social media sphere of appearances and acceptance and how we are represented or how we fit in or how we're an individual at the same time. What of all that serves you? What is really in harmony with you and others? We have to let go of things that are not that important and look into how it's actually working out for everybody in a balance. You have to understand those that are around you, and then they'll have a better way of understanding your needs. I think that we are really, really in a transition point where it's not going to matter anymore about how many likes you have, how many people are, you know, actually following you or your friend on any of these platforms. It's about the genuine, authentic connections and interactions that we're going to have. If I'm posting something and people actually comment and genuinely want to have a conversation, that's the best. I love when I have a video and someone actually says, hey, what was this about? Or, oh, did you actually start doing this? That's when I'm like, I've piqued someone's interest. This is great. So this is something I have to offer of importance into somebody else's life. And same thing for me when I'm on these social platforms. Am I liking pages or posts or photos, videos of things to try to get someone else's attention? Or am I doing it because I truly like it? If you think about it too, in your own actions, don't worry about other people. If you don't cause anyone else harm, then it's not a big deal. No harm, no foul. You do you. You do what you need to do and what really is going to serve you best. So in a sense, this habit is maybe the biggest one because it's encompassing all of these and really challenging that these have to become a common practice in your life. You must learn all of the areas that these apply to. You must commit yourself to really then having a need or a desire or want to then do this, to take that action. I've heard the phrase action precedes inspiration, and I think it's true. Once you start taking steps, it's all about getting started, then you're going to finally feel a little bit rewarded, maybe relief, and it'll help snowball you forward to keep going. How does that sound? Is it something that you could do? Practice, 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 and then get a little bit renewed? Well, maybe you need someone to keep you accountable, and that's what I can do too. I want to offer my accountability buddy services. If you need someone to hold you accountable to your goals, to a habit change, to this book, let me help you. So reach out to me, send me an email, message me directly. I'm all about this. And you know what? I'm also looking for accountability buddies too. I have people that are going to help me show up for runs. I am going to have people help me read these books to build my business. This is something that I'm putting out there because I want people to hold me to it as well. Next week, the book is going to be announced and a little bit more about Goal Journey Overview then. But in the meantime, we don't have a book, so what are you going to do? How about check out some really great podcasts? I've been getting into it a lot more, and this is just a little free advertising for them because they've been speaking to me. One thing that I'm kind of into is nutrition. Part of my physical commitment is to eat better. So Nutrition Diva is a great podcast that I've discovered, and it goes into not just about food and what to eat, but it goes into like myths and overviews of big questions that you have when it comes to diets and nutrition. One of the great interviews recently was with Gretchen Rubin on secrets of successful habit change. So really applicable to this one, don't you think? Another really great podcast is Success Talks. I think that one has a lot of inspiring pieces and they're not too long, so they're kind of accessible. I like those on my drive from here and there to meetings to my part-time job. The one that's really great is an interview with Mel Robbins about the 5-second rule to make better decisions. Oh my gosh, you have to listen to that one. And then finally, a really popular one that a lot of people probably already all are into, but in case you're not, check out On Purpose with Jay Shetty. He has a lot of really good insights on kind of the current social sphere, the cultures, and one thing that he's really big on is how to spend and invest your time. One of the last podcasts really gets into that in greater detail. So check out some podcasts, let me know what you think, and we'll talk soon. So thanks for tuning in, and I hope you guys enjoyed the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, because I certainly did. This has been the Motivate Me Book Club, presented by Pineapple Jen. Thank you for joining. We'll see you next week.